Yes, I often get complaints from people about shoddy holiday accommodation. Typically, they make a booking and pay a deposit based on what they've seen and read on the establishment's website. But when they get there, they are horrified by what they find. Often it's quality issues. The pool's gone green, there's damp on the walls, bedding and toweling is awful, the security is lacking, such as missing burglar guards, windows not latching, that sort of thing. And the furnishings are nothing like those they saw on the website. So the first question I ask them is, did you take photos? And mostly they say no. Sorry, we didn't think to do that. We just wanted to get out of there. Or they say, yes, they did. And then they send me these really bad quality photos that don't prove much. But Neville Peterson was different. He did take photos of the accommodation block he and his family were put into for their weekend stay in the Montesources Hotel in the Drakensberg in November to celebrate his wife's birthday. Lots of photos and all excellent quality. So on November the 26th, having just returned home after checking out of the Montesources Hotel after just one night, Neville sent an email to the customer services division of Orion Hotels, which owns Montesources, and he copied that email to the hotel's general manager, documenting his experience in words and photographs, both the photos he took and the photos from the website for comparison. Help me out here, he wrote. Where on your website are the photos that reflect our experience? How can you possibly allow any guests to stay in such a room after they looked at the official imagery and imagined a stay that would have been unforgettable? Now it's unforgettable for all the wrong reasons. Blatant misrepresentation is what Neville called it, and if you look at the photos, it's hard to disagree with him. Close the whole pathetic hovel to the public.
Hi.
Yes, I often get complaints from people about shoddy holiday accommodation. Typically, they make a booking and pay a deposit based on what they've seen and read on the establishment's website. But when they get there, they are horrified by what they find. Often it's quality issues. The pool's gone green, there's damp on the walls, bedding and toweling is awful, the security is lacking, such as missing burglar guards, windows not latching, that sort of thing. And the furnishings are nothing like those they saw on the website. So the first question I ask them is, did you take photos? And mostly they say no. Sorry, we didn't think to do that. We just wanted to get out of there. Or they say, yes, they did. And then they send me these really bad quality photos that don't prove much. But Neville Peterson was different. He did take photos of the accommodation block he and his family were put into for their weekend stay in the Montesources Hotel in the Drakensberg in November to celebrate his wife's birthday. Lots of photos and all excellent quality. So on November the 26th, having just returned home after checking out of the Montesources Hotel after just one night, Neville sent an email to the customer services division of Orion Hotels, which owns Montesources, and he copied that email to the hotel's general manager, documenting his experience in words and photographs, both the photos he took and the photos from the website for comparison. Help me out here, he wrote. Where on your website are the photos that reflect our experience? How can you possibly allow any guests to stay in such a room after they looked at the official imagery and imagined a stay that would have been unforgettable? Now it's unforgettable for all the wrong reasons. Blatant misrepresentation is what Neville called it, and if you look at the photos, it's hard to disagree with him. Close the whole pathetic hovel to the public until such time as a complete upgrade and overhaul is possible, he said in that email. Do not rob me or any other member of the public of our hard-earned cash and dump us in a mold-infested, grotty room while you claim to be a luxurious venue. There are motels on the end too which are in better shape, Neville said.
Sure, he didn't mince his words, eh?
No, and if you look at the photos, you'll see why. The lack of maintenance of that accommodation block was shocking. Before they even got to the room, this was evident to the Petersons. It was raining heavily when we arrived, Neville told me, and that narrow entrance in my photo had a stream of water gushing through the broken gutter onto us and our luggage as we tried to enter. Neville got acknowledgements of his email from a couple of Orion employees, but then nothing further. Certainly no refund of his one night's stay. That was 1,250 Rand, which was all he was asking for.
And that's when Consumer Watch stepped in, right?
Well, yes. I sent the query through during the height of the festive season, so it was some time before I got a response. Finally, Orion Hotel's PR officer, Vishal Rampal, got back to me and began by apologizing for the fact that the complaint hadn't been escalated to him earlier. We take the matters very seriously, and I assure you that we will get to the bottom of this, he said. And we accept responsibility for the matters raised. We would also like it to be known that we are hard at work rectifying such issues and complaints. The situation is truly regrettable. I'm happy to say that Neville has since been refunded in full. He also received a written apology from the hotel's GM, Andrew Smith. The room in question was a standard room as opposed to a luxury room, Mr. Smith said. Possibly we need to differentiate more clearly between the two standards on our website, and I think that's definitely the way to go. He also offered Neville a complimentary stay in the hotel, which Neville has declined. That whole wing needs a drastic revamp, he told me. It looks like an abandoned government hospital, mouldy and decrepit. The thing is, I would have had a hard time arguing the case had it not been for Neville's photographic evidence. So always, always back up your consumer issues with evidence in the form of photos or videos or sound recordings, depending on the circumstances. And before you make a booking and pay a deposit, do some detective work. Google the establishment's name, check out TripAdvisor and the like. Don't just trust the hotel's, guest houses or B&B's website. Sadly, it does pay to be a little distrustful these days.